It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. Katie keeps us in the know locally with everything. What you got?
Well, Manitou Springs has a fruitcake festival tomorrow.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
I thought it was.
It's so much fun. Well, because think about it. Like, all the fruitcake that you got for the holidays, you can take it and throw it.
Do people actually do that? They give fruitcakes for the holidays?
I see them at the stores. I imagine somebody buys them and gives them
I don't think I've ever had one.
I've never had a good one. I will put it that way.
Okay. You throw them at this event?
You do. Well, they have a few different things. They have a great fruitcake bake-off, so you can bring your best homemade fruitcake if you'd like to get it.
What else they got?
Judged in that. They also have the holiday fruit toss, so that's where you can toss your fruitcake.
That's what I want.
You can toss it the farthest.
That'd be kind of fun.
They have the fruitcake launch is what they call it, and then that fruitcake bake-off. But all of these things are going to be in Memorial Park tomorrow. It starts at noon. It runs until 3. But I just thought, what a fun way to get rid of all the holiday stuff
what
that you don't
way to
eat, right?
Waste food.
Yeah, well, you know. Here's the thing, though, is I believe that the stuff that they throw out and whatnot, they feed it to animals who can eat that. I may
even
be
the
mistaken,
squirrels are
but
like, nah, hard
yeah,
pass.
No, the fruitcake.
The deer are
I
like,
think,
yeah, they run off.
I'll be over and get these nuts instead.
Yeah,
but yeah,
get those nuts.
They do have a lot of fun out there for the Fruitcake Festival, and that is going on tomorrow in Manitou Springs. But yeah, I just thought it was fun. Did you see that somebody hit $1 million jackpot up at the Monarch Casino?
Who is this person?
Anonymous. They don't want to be named. I get that, too. I wouldn't want people to know I'm rolling around with an extra $1 million.
They're not going
to
be on the Monarch Casino commercial.
Right?
I'm always a winner at the Monarch.
You can win, too.
Not so funny.
Much, but
do they
you can
give
win.
It to you in like one of those metal suitcases if you win that?
Ooh,
like,
that's that, or what a I big
want.
Check.
I want
the
I
big
want the
check.
I want the cash.
That's bigger than me, and you just roll into the bank with it. How
I
do
want
I cash this baby?
In a metal briefcase, and I want security walking me out.
I wonder how do they pay it out?
I don't know.
I'll be a check
Venmo.
And then you say, take the taxes out of it now.
Well, and I think they're going to figure all that out as well, because this is the first time anybody's hit $1 million up at Monarch.
Slot
They've
machine?
Been open for 12 years. Yeah, slot machine. And they say slots are like our least chance of winning. So that's why it's a big
you
deal
have to
as
tell
well.
Me.
Yeah, really? you partake in
I've
the slots
I've played a few slots,
a
and I also have a family member who is... a big fan of the slot machine.
Big fan of going up to Central City.
And that person has yet to
Central
win $1 million. Actually, I think she probably contributed to that $1 million that person won.
That is usually how it works. Yeah. But a big deal up there for the Monarch Casino. They said that when it happened, obviously everyone lost their minds because it has never happened in the 12 years they've been open.
Sitting there and seeing that hit.
Yeah.
I actually would be very concerned about, like, what is going to happen after they hand me this check.
Yeah.
Am I going to be followed?
Do I get an armored car?
I wonder if they provide, like, any sort of security to that person, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd be very curious
Monarch,
to know.
No.
Yeah,
no,
they
do
not. Security
right?
people.
No,
they're
they do
like,
not.
Did you park in the parking garage? Good for you. Now go.
We'll valet your car for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Huh. But congratulations to that
That's
person.
Cool.
Again, they're anonymous, so we don't know who it is. Wow. But yeah, big money. Did you see on SNL this past weekend, a building in Golden appeared in one of the skits?
Wait, was it
how?
Table Mountain Inn?
No, it was the American Mountaineering Center. Mountaineering. There we go. American Mountaineering
what?
Center.
Mountaineering.
We have that here?
Well, it was apparently, it used to be a school, and then they turned it into a museum out there in Golden. But what they used it for in the SNL skit was they were having a teacher teach AI, like, how would you make it more AI friendly? And so it was the establishing shot, right? So when they're like, we're in school, and they show the picture of the big schoolhouse, and then they went into the classroom setting. So just for a moment,
that looks like
the
a school.
Building,
it's a big brick building.
Yeah. So just for
like
a moment, it was flashed on
Why'd
the screen.
Why'd they use that one?
I just thought it was cool. I don't know. They just decided to use it. I think maybe because Bowen Yang is a graduate of Smoky Hill.
From Colorado.
Yeah, he was in the skit along with Timothy Chalamet.
There you
Chalamet.
Yeah. So they were both in the skit together, so maybe that's why they were paying some homage to Bowen Yang's.
That's a good looking building, Katie.
It is a good looking building.
That's a real nice looking building.
The
I
most,
didn't even
like,
know that was out there.
School looking school.
Yes.
You look at that thing, you go, that's a school.
That's a school right there. Yeah. And it's a good look for Golden being on SNL. Yay.
I love Golden.
I love Golden.
We're all big fans.
I was
going
to say that.
I had my wedding reception down in Golden, and yeah, I love it down
there. It's just so pretty. I mean, it's just, you cannot get a better view than
Golden. And Mines is down there. I got a lot of family history with Mines. And
yeah.
I'm going to be down at the School of Mines in like a month or so for a
you
little
were talking about
scholarship
that.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
oh,
pretty
you're going
neat,
back
huh?
to school,
yeah.
Jer?
I'm going back to school. I'm going to ride a donkey into the ceremony.
Yeah,
and
do it.
Hit the books.
Be pretty awesome.
All right, and then just one more. This is some homage to Littleton because they have a sushi restaurant there that just went viral because of how they package their to-go sushi. Have you seen this?
Tell me the name of the place.
It is called Rice Bistro and Sushi.
Look them up.
Okay, so they are becoming famous right now because they're putting their sushi in pizza boxes, and it is the
That's
cutest
sick.
Thing, isn't it neat? So, and they say that if you actually get a better bang for your buck, because if you order all of the rolls individually, it costs like $80, whereas if you get it in the pizza box, it's only $55. So you're saving some money.
I'm so down for
it
that.
It looks so cool.
I love Josh's reaction. That's sick.
That's sick.
Well, sorry,
is
cool,
it
sick?
Sick? I mean, it's just sushi in a pizza
but
box.
It's, but it, like,
but the
imagine,
packaging looks great.
Imagine,
that is sick.
Like, giving that to somebody as a Christmas present or a birthday present or a graduation present. Like, you like sushi? Look what I got
I
you.
Also
wait,
love
I thought it was a pizza.
Really
oh, you surprised me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is sick.
I love sushi, dude. I love. You're not
Do
a
you?
Huge seafood. Food guy, are you?
I like sushi. We get
you
our
do?
Sushi
okay.
at Sam's Club.
Oh,
oh goodness.
And Target.
Oh.
Target?
It's, they got good sushi.
Okay, Target has those pork bao buns that, those are so good.
I'm telling you, like a lot of these places have upped their sushi game.
And,
if you want, like, inexpensive sushi that's still really good, go to Sam's Club and get their sushi platter.
No, you're right about Target.
Like
they do a
bucks.
Really good job on their
they
sushi
do.
Counter.
They
so,
make
but,
it right there.
You know, they need to put it in a pizza box if they want to get up to this level.
It's
and
not that difficult to make sushi. You're just rolling up rice and various fish products. I mean, you can make that anywhere.
It is an art. Yeah, it is hard.
As long as you have somebody back there
people
that knows what
go,
they're doing.
People go to school. To roll
you can
sushi.
Buy this stuff
they
at
do.
Gas stations.
I know, but
I would
you don't want to eat
that.
You can buy it, but you don't want to eat it.
Because then you will get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the other way of saying it. You will get sick. Yeah.
I'm sick.
This is sick.
All right, but yes, I'll definitely be checking
I
out
I like
that
it. That's an incredible story.
Sushi.
Thank you for sharing
You're
that
very
with us
welcome.
Today. Sushi in a pizza box.
I want sushi now. Yeah.
We live in an amazing time right
we
now,
do.
Don't we? I have another Littleton story. Get this. If you're looking for a little special outing for Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day,
no.
some people
no.
call it.
Do you Valentine- say that?
Hell no!
Okay, good.
Oh, good.
Valentine's Day. The Waffle House is accepting reservations. Only the Littleton location, which is at 201 East County Line Road. We have something like, how many Waffle Houses do we have in Colorado? Like 20-something, maybe?
I don't know. The one I go to is up on
84th. It's just this one. So
okay.
It's just this one. So if you're looking for something kind of cute to do with your special someone, I posted the link on our Facebook. You actually have to call, make a reservation, book your table. You'll get a pre-recorded message to that'll prompt you to leave all your information. They'll call you back and get you set up. But they're going to do like white tablecloths and flowers
at
the on
the
table,
house?
Fancy silverware, and then you can dive into those hash browns.
Ooh. I love
smothered
that.
In cheese.
I was just going to say, can we be smothered and covered there
smothered
in the Waffle House?
Smothered and covered.
Like,
yeah.
I just drove past
Valentine's
that Waffle House
Day.
The other day.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Let's
smother
see.
And cover you.
If the night goes well. Reservations are available from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at that location. They're on East County Line Road, so that's kind of a cute
that
thing to do.
That is sweet.
Yeah, right? Not your typical romantic night out. Just let's go to Waffle House.
Yeah.
There were so many times we'd go to Waffle House at like 3 in the morning
yeah.
in college.
Been
and
there.
Was, oh, my gosh.
It was, have you
Been
seen
there.
That video where it talks about Waffle House during the day? And it's like, oh, it's your waitress, Maude, mm-hmm. and she's beautiful. And then Waffle House at night. Watch out, somebody's got a knife. Like,
oh,
geez.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, pretty extreme. Extreme differences
there.
There
is, yeah.
Jackie's texting in, which Target sells sushi? Really,
oh my
Jackie?
Gosh,
you're
going to
make
them.
A special? Yeah, like all
of
the
all
new
of
big Targets sell
sushi.
Sushi.
If you go, yeah, over by the Starbucks and
the
deli
by the
counter,
Starbucks.
It's right there.
You can get sandwiches and pizzas and wraps and sushi.
And pot stickers and poke
bowls.
They've
got all sorts of stuff.
They do.
Cheeky nuggies.
They are living it up.
Target is up their game.
Yeah.
If you want a free Slurpee, today's your day. This whole dry January thing is wrapping up today since this month has been so incredibly long for a lot of people. January's done. Dry January's done. So 7-Eleven is announcing that they're rewarding everyone with a free small Slurpee. Today only. They're calling it the longest month of the year to many. So as a reward, you get a free Slurpee.
Dang, that's...
Anytime anyone says dry January, I'm like, just look at my hands. Like, it's still pretty dry.
Bloody thumbs over there.
Still pretty dry.
Looks like they're going to be doing a little spinoff for Stranger Things, which makes me happy. I love that show. So the fifth and final season hits Netflix sometimes this year.
Yeah.
But I guess they're working on a show now called The Burrows, which sounds like Stranger Things, but with older people. It's about a group of misfits who fight otherworldly evil, but it's set in a retirement community. They ride golf carts and not bikes.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess they're going to try to appeal to maybe a little older crowd where they're older and fighting the evil.
Like, Stranger Things was set in the 80s, so they got people from that time until present day. Like,
I don't know, Katie.
How much older are we going?
They were doing it in a retirement community now, and there's something about that that sounds slightly charming to me.
I know, right? I'm not saying I won't check it out. I'm just a little confused.
Yeah, so anyway, that's going on. There's a small chance that the Earth is going to be hit by a massive asteroid in the year 2032. Astronomers in Chile just spotted this thing. There's a 98.7% chance that it won't hit us. Luckily, this thing is about 300 feet wide, so it's not a planet killer. But it's one of those things that it will destroy buildings within like a 9-mile radius, within a 60-mile radius, structural damage, windows blown out, could trigger a massive earthquake. It sounds pretty gnarly if it does decide to hit us. That kind of stuff scares me.
It does to me, too. Like, this is like every 90s movie we ever saw with Ben Affleck or Will Smith in it, right?
You're scared
like,
of something that has a 90, almost 99% chance of not hitting?
No, I'm scared of just an asteroid hitting us. Because they say that the universe and the sky is so massive that they only monitor a tiny slice of it all up there. Like, they can't monitor all of this.
You'll be
all
fine.
Of it.
It's okay. You'll
yeah,
be
that's
good.
What they told the dinosaurs, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be
good. So, like, something could happen that they didn't catch, you know? And
yeah.
We don't have Bruce Willis to save us this
We
time.
Deserve
we
it.
Don't.
So, if it does, we deserve
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, we're probably due for a good cleansing.
We deserve it. Good Lord.
We're probably due for some fire and brimstone.
I know, honestly. Right? Let's hit the reset button.
Hey, I should have done this story right after the Waffle House, but is it Griot's Pickles? Grillo's?
Griot's.
Griot's Pickles. They're bringing back their pickle bouquet for Valentine's Day. It's $35, griot's.com. It's a giant pickle bouquet.
I would eat that. those are the best pickles, hands
They're
down.
They're the best.
They're the best.
They're the best.
They are
but it's,
so dang good.
It looks like a bouquet of flowers, but it's pickles.
Honestly, that's really good. I like that.
Like, can you imagine giving your new girlfriend that, Josh? Like, well, we're going to Waffle House, and we're going to give you the pickle bouquet.
Here's some pickle flowers.
Oh, I got broken up with on Valentine's Day.
I know. Like, I can't even
Aw,
imagine.
Shucks.
And then this one final story that I found kind of funny. I did post the link on our Facebook. There was 4,160 gallons of milk spilled onto a Florida highway, and you got to see the pictures. It's pretty darn crazy.
It was so much.
I mean, hundreds of crates of milk, and everybody was making stupid cow jokes about it. But
oh, I'm sure.
Well, everybody had to move.
Yeah, right. See, that's exactly
so
it.
Many things of milk.
Got milk.
We just that's need a cookie truck to crash into that,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Like, boom. Yeah. Make your way to our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. You can see the link of all the milk. That's a combination of milk and pickles right there.
Yeah,
of all the milk spilled on the highway. And check out the latest trend on TikTok. Have you guys heard of StikTok?
What?
What? No.
It's a small subset of people online that are very passionate about all the cool sticks that they find when they're out hiking. So if they find a really cool stick, they go online and make a video about it to show off their stick.
Like a walking stick? Or
they
just
have
like a
stick reviews. Walking sticks, sticks you can shank somebody with, just very unique looking sticks, and they call it stick talk.
I mean, I feel like we could
people have too much time.
Spend time better. That's my first thing. Is what are we doing with our time? Like, go help somebody.
This is the greatest thing you're going to see
what
all day
happening?
On the interwebs.
No.
I'm telling you right now, it's pretty rad.
You can stick that, actually.
It's a bunch of people who are not going to have to worry about making reservations for Valentine's
exactly.
Day, I guarantee you.
Go
so
to
check
your
out
stick
the
talk.
Link on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.